7 after the hour on the Good Day program. It's Friday, the 30th of December, and we'll have some time in a few moments with Michael McMaster, who is the master of the present and the future. If you've ever checked out any numerological connection to you, astrology, there's actually an interesting website, Jennifer, astrologynumerology.com.
Ooh,
you,
okay.
This is really for people who are looking for insight, information about themselves as it applies to the new year. I think you would find this
very cool. I get confused about numerology.
Cool. How so?
Astrology is easy, but numerology, I've been told I'm different numbers because some take into account birth year and some don't.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. We've had people on this program, three or four of them over the years, who have used numerology, and they come up with, for example, one of the people on the farm knows numerology, and we had a calf born on the same day that Tony died, and it happened to be a calf from a cow who was a granddaughter of the original Tony.
Wow.
So she was named Tony, and the number that we gave her amounted to a number one in numerology. And so you go through all that. So I don't know whether Michael McMaster understands this or not. Let's ask him. Michael joins us every week at this time with inspiration, ideas about how to help yourself. A lot of people this time of year especially must be on your doorstep, Michael, looking for advice, trying to figure out what this next year. It's funny how just this one sort of arbitrary date, the first of the year, brings out people's emotions, maybe a little of their intellect, but curiosity about the new year, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting what you're saying about numerology, because I use numerology in some things that I do. And each person has a birth number which sort of outlines somewhat the direction of their life. And each person has a year number that sort of outlines the year that they're going to have as well.
Well, so for Jennifer, I'm going to, Jennifer, ask the questions of Michael, because I'm betting if you have them, a lot of other people may have them.
Well, I always wonder, I mean, astrology is easy because you just look it up, you know you're an Aquarius like I am or whatever you happen to be. But I've had people give me different numbers for numerology. Some people take into account just the part that I was born on February 6th, or they take into the account February 6th and my birth year. Or sometimes they take into account your name. So I guess I just, I never know exactly what the consistent number is that I am.
Okay, it's the month, the day, and the year. So you add all those numbers up and you bring it down to one number, which basically tells you, like if you're a one, that's a number of adventure, like Christopher Columbus, Marco Polo, they were born on this number. So it's a number of adventure they travel. If you're a four, that's a number of structure, which means that basically you have a structured kind of life where you have routine, you don't move around a lot. So you have to add up the whole number. Then what year you're in, you add up that as well, and that tells you what year you're in. Like if you're in 1 year, it means new beginnings. If you're in a 7 year, it means that you're doing a lot of learning. But you add up the whole thing. The name, like I know people who will change their name based upon the way that the numbers add up because they've been told that their name would be better maybe if they spelled Sherry with an I at the end rather than a Y.
Right.
So people do things like this as well.
Huh. Interesting.
To what impact? Does it work? I guess that would be the question a lot of people have. Okay, to try all this stuff. Does it work?
Well, I know that the numbers work in terms of your birthday because I've seen so many people and I see the correlation. I mean, I've got practical experience with that. The name thing, I'm not that sure about because maybe just changing the numbers in your name gives the person a different outlook on their life. And, you know, that can be a motivating factor as well. But when it comes to the month, day, and year, no, no, that works. I mean, I've seen too much consistency in people's lives to... Like people who are in a 9 year, that's an ending year. Like people who, in that year, people want to throw things out, end things, get rid of things that no longer work. And it's, in some ways, it's a little general, but it usually fits.
All right. So do you have enough expertise about numerology so you could take Jennifer and use her as an example of how you might have somebody? All right, Jennifer, let's use you as a guinea pig. And, and numerologically, check out whatever the normal questions are. Michael, why don't you ask them of Jennifer, and let's see what we can find. Let's get Jennifer Horn revealed.
Let's figure me out. I've been trying to do that.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, so I'll have to add this up in my head, but give me your whole birthday.
Okay, February 6, 1978.
Okay, so that's 19, 18, 19, 20, 25, 31 through 33. Yeah, that's the number of peace and harmony. So it means that in your life, that the big thing for you is to have peace and harmony and to be settled.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, and that's on. That's right on.
You agree with that?
You think so?
I agree with that 100%. And I know.
Right, and so, and your numbers show that actually in this period of time, the thing that you need to get settled with is areas of your life to do with emotion. That's like romance and everything like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that aspect of your life is about to come into play and get settled. So you're very lucky because...
Romance is... can you tell then, can you look at this next year and figure... I don't want to put you on the spot because sometimes people try to do that. But what is there romance for Jennifer in the next year?
Oh, yeah, there is because next year her numbers show that her life is about to become settled. So that area of her life will. But the interesting thing about her is that she already knows what to do in life. And maybe it's what she's doing now. And that could have carried on from, like, family. So more than likely, maybe there's somebody in your family that did the very thing that you're doing now, had some connection with it. And so you're actually continuing on something. So being in, like, radio or something like this, you're in the right field.
Right. Oh, we know that.
Okay, and you don't know. Michael, my dad is in radio, which is why I'm in radio. So that's very accurate what you said. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right,
it,
so
it continues, like, with your number specifically, I mean, part of it's intuitiveness as well, but it continues on. So from a very early age in life, which you're already at, you know, your life is sort of set in a lot of ways. So you won't have a lot of ups and downs from now on.
I
you
like
will
that.
Not. She will not have a lot of ups and downs?
No, she won't.
All right. I wish we could say the same thing about yours truly. Okay. So let's do this. We'll take a couple of calls from folks who are listening just to sort of not put Michael to the test, but this is sort of a fun way to romp through your life. So anybody who would like to hear about themselves and the way Jennifer just heard in the last couple of minutes about herself, we'll have time to take a couple of calls at 800-510-8255 for Michael McMaster.
And any men applying for romance, because it's coming for me, you can call too.
Yeah, right, exactly. 800-510-8255. Romance for Jennifer. We're looking for volunteers. And there should be long lines of volunteers for Jennifer. If you'd like to know a little bit more about yourself, just for the heck of it, what do you think this next year is going to hold in store? Ask Michael. You can go visit his website, michael-mcmaster.com, for really neat things that he has there in ways of helping that I've never seen before from anybody. Great CDs. So check that out. Actually, go to DougStefan.com, and you can click on Michael's picture, go there, and avail yourself of those CDs that he has. Michael McMaster with Jennifer and Doug. Food Supply Depot. I can tell you one thing. You don't have to be a soothsayer to know about the future of this company. Jennifer, these people are right on. They've got it figured out. They know how to help you and your family when it comes to any kind of disaster and you're not prepared. You will be prepared. You must be prepared. And that's why we've hooked up with a Food Supply Depot to give you the information. Subject matter, food in an emergency. Question, what do I do if the worst thing happens? Answer, go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug and order 72 hours worth of food so you and your family will be protected. Blizzards this winter, tornadoes in the spring, floods in the summertime, earthquakes anytime, you name it. These people have the food that will protect you. We know these things are going to happen. They happen, all of them happened this past year, so the chances are good they'll happen in the next year. Give yourself and your loved ones the kind of protection you need. It's a remarkable company, by the way. Produces the finest quality packaged food products that have a shelf life of 20 years. Delicious, nutritious, and all you have to do is add water. It'll provide you and your family with gourmet quality food at a time when they just need good nutrition. So, if your cupboard is stripped bare, you got no food, you'll be sorry. This is the way to prepare right now. Go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. 72 hours worth of food. Easy. I'm donating, by the way, part of the purchase price to Veterans Research Corporation for medical research for veterans. A good reason to do this as well. Check it out at foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, or you can go to DougStefan.com, go to the Friends page, click on the logo for Food Supply Depot. No matter what, take action now. Food Supply Depot.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
18 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. All right, we're going to take some of these calls, keep Michael around a little bit longer. What we need, Michael, from the people is, again, what?
The month, day, and year. I've got to add this up in my head while I'm doing this, so...
All right.
Be a little patient, but month, day, and year.
All right, so we'll start with Sarah, who's listening on WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Sarah, you're on with Michael McMaster. Listen to his requests, please.
Well, good morning. You said you needed my birthday?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, it's July 14th, 1977.
Okay, July 14th, 1977, 1917, 24, 35, 36. So let me see, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16, 7. Okay, I'll tell you something real quick. Next year, you go into one of the best cycles in your life, period. And
fantastic.
Mm. Right, so that's going to last for probably around 25, 26 years.
Ooh.
And in some ways in your life,
it's going to be
you. Dreams that have happened in your life. And that's going to settle down, but if you can start a business next year or do anything to do with money, you'll do extremely well.
All right, Sarah.
Well, everybody likes money. Thank
you.
Sure
do. Yep, good luck in the new year. Here's Marlene in Melbourne Beach, Florida, WMEL. Hi, Marlene. Say hi to Michael McMaster.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Stephen. Doug, I mean, sorry.
It's okay.
My birthday is January 26, 1950.
1950. January 26, 1950. 1915, 21, 23, 24. Okay, you have numbers like Jennifer. Has your life stayed the same way for like a long period of time?
Yes, basically.
Yeah, okay. In the next year, there'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Next year is movement. I don't know how much travel you've done in the past, but next year you'll travel a lot. So there'll be a lot of movement. You'll also think about a lot where you live, where you either want to, like, redecorate your house or you want, you'll think about moving, that there'll be that change as well. But you have these stable numbers as well. So in the way that your life has stayed the same way for a long time, it'll do that in the future, but it'll be very stable. You won't have a lot to worry about. But travel next year, that's what it'll be all about for you.
Travel and stability.
That's amazing because my husband and I have been thinking about moving, so...
This
is wonderful.
Yeah.
Good morning
stuff
to both of you.
Works. Good morning to you, Marlene, and a happy new year. Thanks very much. All right, we'll take a few more of these calls for the brilliant Michael McMaster. Check out his website, michael-mcmaster.com. 21 after on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here from Hobbs, New Mexico, the story about the county jail. Inmates broke toilets, smashed windows after being told they would only be allowed to have one sausage at dinner.
Well, I wonder how many sausages they were eating a night before.
I don't know. Obviously, it was more than
just
one.
Listen to what you just said about prison.
You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
The new rule for the new year is to have hope, perseverance, and you will find success. So says Doug Steffen. I don't know that Michael agrees with that. It's maybe too simple. Maybe he's not. I think we make it more difficult. Don't you think, Michael? Michael McMaster is here. Michael-McMaster.com. Very helpful to thousands of people who are his clients around the country. Don't you think people really make their lives too difficult? They make it hard.
Oh, God. A lot of people get in their own way. They make it difficult for themselves.
Right.
Okay. I mean, life's difficult enough in America.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, so here's what we're doing. We'll take a few more of your calls at 800-510-8255. You'll just give the basic information to Michael. He'll tell you a little about this year coming up for you. Dean, listening to Good Day in Alexandria, Louisiana. Dean, Happy New Year. Tell Michael what he needs to know.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I was born December 24th, 1983.
December 24th,
happy birthday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
it. Yeah, that's a good one. Happy birthday.
Okay, so let me see. December 24th, 1983. So 18, 21, 25, 29, 30. Let me ask this question. Do you like to talk a lot?
Not really. I mean, here and there.
Look, it's part of your numbers communication. Let me see. December
well, I mean, I'm a dispatcher, so that's close.
He's a dispatcher. Michael.
You did just say breaker, breaker.
He's a dispatcher, yeah.
because your number means to talk in whatever you do.
Okay.
That's okay. December 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You're in a 5-year next year. You have pretty good numbers. For the majority of your life, you're going to be relatively happy. You're not going to have a lot to worry about. But if you go through these periods of time where you feel like stuck sometimes and things don't change a lot, don't worry about it. Because the majority of your life, you're going to be happy.
Is that fit so far in your life, Dean?
To worry about.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a whole lot of hard times. That's pretty right on, you know.
All right, good. Thank you. Happy New
Breaker,
Year.
Breaker, Dean. Happy birthday.
Julie is in Atlanta, Georgia, listening to Good Day. Hi, Julie. Happy New Year. Let's get you going with Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My birthday is actually today.
Happy birthday. Good for
Thank you.
Thank you.
12/30/68.
12/30/1968. Yes. Okay, so that's 12/30/1968, and then 1824/30. So you're three as well. Wow. Of course, okay. So 12/30 would be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, you're about to start a whole new cycle in your life as well, and starting from January, and that means it's like Jennifer's in a way, it's emotional contentment. So you actually find a lot of happiness. You can try to do something artistic or creative. Any way that you can express yourself.
Okay.
Are you prone to do that anyway, Julie?
No, I'm in a technical field, but I definitely have a creative streak that I don't do much with.
All right, so do something with it. Michael's telling you to do something with it this coming year, okay?
Do something with it.
All right, let us know how it turns out. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Tim is in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. All right, Tim, you're up next with Michael McMaster. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
My birthday is March 30th, 1960.
Okay, March 30th, 1960, 1920, 22, 23, 24, 25. Oh, you're good numbers. So 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you get bored easily?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, your number means that you need some kind of consistent stimulation all the time. So for somebody like you, it's always good to learn all the time. And that'll bring you a lot of fulfillment. I have a feeling that people like you a lot. You get along well with people?
Yes, except for my ex-wife.
Well, don't worry about that.
Yeah. That's
well,
okay,
I'm going, well, I was married for 20 years, and I'm going through, it's been a two-year divorce on her part. I've been financially debt-free probably for 7, 8 years, and I really have no stress in my life. I changed kind of job careers recently. I'm driving tractor-trailer now so I can have 50% of my kids with custody. And Doug, I want to just tell you that I used to listen to you like 10 years ago, and I lost connection, and I'm driving truck now, and I'm going through AM radio, and all of a sudden, boom, there you guys are, and you guys put a smile on my face every morning. I get to listen to you for about an hour and a half.
Thank you. Bless you. That's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
I would love to be your sidekick somewhere down the road as you age in life here. You're going to need somebody to take over.
Gee, thanks for the offer, Tim. Very nice of you.
If I threw you out the door, I would still have you come on like a guest show, like Michael.
Thanks.
You know.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll roll you in.
Roll him over. All right, Tim. Have fun driving that truck. Happy New Year. Michael, you've been a good sport with all this. As you can imagine, the 12 lines everybody wants to talk to you about. This, and there are various places to go, but Michael's website is a good place to start. It really is for a lot of helpful information like this and much more, if you will. Michael's tuned in much more in the way of being attentive to what people need to know about themselves. So check out Michael's website. Either go to DougStephan.com, see Michael's picture in the contributors box, click on that, or go directly to Michael-McMaster.com. A very happy New Year, Michael. Thanks for being here on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The hour now. We're talking about today, this year, and the year to come on Good Day. Our video of the day, Jennifer and I have a wish for you, and so do all the rest of the folks. Richie's off today, and Roberta's off today.
Yeah, Rich and Roberta don't like you as much as we do.
We being you and your dad and the people on your side of the street, is that what you're saying?
No, I thought you were talking about how we wish you everyone out there Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. So for all of you, yes, right. You means the collective.
Correct.
You. Use guys.
All use alls.
Wishes wishes you guys a Happy New Year. ABBA is the video of the day today, and they have their Happy New Year song there. You can check out their original video. Who knew that ABBA had their own YouTube channel? I have my own YouTube.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly. So this is the song that is the first thing you see if you go to the YouTube channel for ABBA. ABBA and Happy New Year. ABBA is the Jewish word for father. You knew that?
I did not know that. Yeah, is that why they're called that?
It's only one B, where ABBA, the group from Sweden, is two Bs. And I'm forgetting.
Will you be my sugar, ABBA?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. All right, so crank this up, Michael, for a minute, will you?
Sometimes I see all the brave new world arise, and I see how it cries in the ashes of our lives. Oh, yes, man is a fool. Things will be okay, dragging on, free to play, never knowing he's okay.
Kind of a sweet, different kind of a Happy New Year song. We'll say that. We'll play it again on Monday as well, because it really will be a new year. We're sort of reflecting back on this past year with a lot of different bits and pieces. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert, will join us in a few minutes with the top items from the this medical advanced list for this past year. Meanwhile, what's new at DougStephan.com? A lot of people are wondering. I'll give you a couple of insights. The New Yorkers that gathered in Times Square for the Good Riddance Day. I wish that had been a part.
What was Good Riddance Day?
What you can imagine is Good Riddance, get rid of, you know, what is the old expression? Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Oh.
You know that?
I have not heard that, but I like it.
You've never heard that expression?
No.
Good riddance
to bad rubbish.
To bad rubbish? Oh, my heavens. That was all over the place when I was a kid. 250,000 people in Times Square destroying bad memories of this past year. The event was sponsored by Cintas, which is the uniform company. People going to smash objects, use their paper shredder, you know, like you've been trying to do there, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that was unpleasant from last year. Story in the New York Daily News today about all of these, the Times Square. You know, in the movie New Year's Eve, you saw the Times Square Alliance. And
right.
What's her
face? They were in charge of the ball drop, Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank was the mm-hmm. woman vice president of Times Square Alliance.
Right.
So they actually do exist, and they actually did sponsor this event. And they took the, they were looking for all of the shredded paper because they're going to collect it and use it for toilet paper. That's obviously, it's very, very, very
kind
important.
Kind of gross.
Yeah,
it is. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah, all right. Okay, next item of interest at DougStefan.com for you to check out. The story of the 99-year-old man who told his wife yesterday that he wants a divorce.
I heard about this. What a soap opera. This is drama.
77, this couple has been married for 77 years. He found out that she had an affair 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Court papers indicate she wrote the letters that he found in the 1940s, the late 1940s. My guess is that it was this is an Italian couple, and she had an affair with a Brit who was on duty in World War II.
Ugh.
Now, Italians are famous. Italian men
are famous
for having nooners and little afternoon delight, but apparently, you never heard that expression before either?
Oh, I have. Just not in like 25 years.
Okay. Thank you very much. A nooner. They have 5 children, 12 grandchildren, 1 great grandchild, and she wants a divorce.
Is one of their kids named Giuseppe or something?
Anyway. Okay. So that's one of the other items that's at DougStefan.com. Then there's the story of the largest collection of artifacts. Have you seen these? Have you ever seen a couple of different places where the Titanic artifacts are being displayed?
Yeah, I've actually been through it. They usually have it in conjunction with the body exhibit. I think I saw it in Vegas.
What do you mean the body? Oh, over in, yeah, okay, yeah. I think that's where I saw it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner of this group of, the treasure trove, if you will, of artifacts, putting the collection up for auction as a single lot next year. Next year will be the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. There are 5,500 items, china, ship fittings, portions of the hull that have been recovered. The worth is valued at $189 million, according to, you know, Sotheby's, some group like that. And so what they're going to do, apparently, I'm not exactly sure whether the guy died, his family is handing it up, or whatever it is. It's going to be at Guernsey's Auction House in New York. And it'll be, you can bid on this stuff apparently till April 15th, which is the date that the Titanic sank.
Right.
So if you want to, I guess there's a federal judge involved in all of this stuff. You can go down and look at all of the material at someplace in Virginia. I mean, follow the story. There's a lot more information at DougStefan.com. What a shame. I shouldn't say this. I've been to lots of auctions in my life, and I have not found that usually if you sell everything together, that you get as good a deal as if you were selling each individual item. But if there are 2,000 items, take 2, 3, 4 days to sell all that
stuff. Yeah, you kind of have to start grouping things together,
so,
I think.
You think somebody, I bet you somebody would bid a couple of $100 million for to be used. I mean, and if you bid it and buy it all at once, you can break it up and sell some of these things. I bet that somebody like that will buy it and try to make money with it, and probably successfully so. So that story also is today at DougStefan.com. Dr. Ken Kronaus will join us with an overview of medical advances that have been important to your life. That's up next here on Good Day.
With the holiday season winding down, it's time to look forward to 2012. How will you make the most of the coming year? Whatever your goals are, from budget to wellness, Starbucks wants to help you achieve them. They have little tricks to help us along the way. If you're looking for great deals, take advantage of the Starbucks year-end sale from December 26th to January 9th. enjoy up to 50% off holiday merchandise in-store. If you're a frequent Starbucks visitor, now's a great time to register for the My Starbucks Rewards program to earn rewards each time you pay with your Starbucks card. The My Starbucks Rewards program includes balance protection and exciting previews and merchandise discounts that will keep you saving all year long. Finally, after all the parties and holiday meals, you can go to Starbucks for smart, small indulgences to keep you on track to meet your wellness goals. They have a line of mini desserts, like cake pops, a customer favorite. At just $1.50 each and under 200 calories, you'll have room left over in your budget and your waistline.
18 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now. He's been on this program. He keeps better track of it than I do. How many years have we been doing this?
Oh, about five, six.
5 or 6 years we've been doing this. Dr. Ken joins me, or I join him. It's really his show on Saturday for 2 hours, 6 o'clock Eastern time. We get started taking your calls, and the idea is to answer questions about your medical health and well-being, how may can be of service to you. So you might want to mark that down. There'll be a lot of people calling this New Year's weekend. We'll do the program live as we always do. A lot of people will be suffering the maladies of too much imbibing. We have a story, Ken, today at DougSteffen.com. There is a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to Chef Louis about this later on. There are new stores that are designed for people to come and shop while they're intoxicated. If that sounds like the weirdest thing, this is the story is at DougSteffen.com.
Called Walmart?
Yeah, well,
sounds good for business, I guess.
Yeah. All right, so there's another thing that happened this year, and in order to get the story behind the story, I always like the ladies of The View. You know I'm a big fan of The View and the ladies and their point of view. Here they talk to some doctors about the FDA approving a hangover cure pill.
One of the biggest health stories last week was that the FDA approved an over-the-counter tablet that promises to cure hangovers. Is this really possible?
Well, you know, you can certainly reduce the symptoms. 75% of people who drink excessively are going to feel a headache, you know, nausea, weakness, stomach aches. They're going to feel terrible, okay? Uh-huh. Because we metabolize alcohol to a substance which is called acetaldehyde, which is toxic, okay? What you need to do is you need to drink less, obviously, but while you're drinking, you want to rehydrate. You want to take in some fluids that have thiamine and B vitamins and stuff that will help your liver. The following day, if you want to take some aspirin and caffeine, which is really what blowfish is, of course you're going to feel a little bit better.
Yeah, but it's really good effect. Why not take it before you start drinking?
I think it's actually a great idea to take it at night. The problem is that, you know, both aspirin products or acetaminophen can affect the stomach or the liver, so you've got to be a little careful.
And affect how the alcohol is.
I'd rather that you rehydrate yourself.
When you say too much drinking, what do you mean?
More than four or five drinks. Okay. And women are going to be much more sensitive to this than that.
All right.
And, you know, one quick tip is that a lot of times when you're a little hungover the next morning, it can show on your face and around your eyes. So if you make a pot of black tea, you let the tea bags cool to room temperature and put that over your face, the caffeine and the antioxidants can depuff and help those dark circles pretty quickly.
All right. So the hangover cure pill, Ken, is that one of the big medical advances? I don't know how much of a medical
advance. Not really.
What
this is it's just a combination of aspirin, caffeine, and an antacid. You could make it yourself at home just combining those ingredients. And all it really does, as they mentioned, is treat the symptoms. And it's not really a hangover cure. That's really a stretch.
Is there such a thing as a hangover cure?
Not drinking.
That's pretty good. Sometimes you're pretty good on your feet. There you go, Jennifer. Your cure for a hangover: do not
boring,
drink. All right. So, Ken, the medical advances for the year. What would you say were on the top of that list?
The top of the list is that there's a concoction of medicines that you can take that can help you avoid getting AIDS. And I think this is probably, in my mind, the biggest breakthrough of the year. People who had high risk actually proactively doing something where they can legitimately, dramatically lower the risk of getting AIDS. Other important stories was the FDA called for a limitation on using simvastatin. This is a statin drug that you shouldn't go beyond 40 milligrams. Also, the World Health Organization calling for cell phones to be looked at a little more carefully. They may be possibly carcinogenic. You know, we could talk about that forever, but just World Health Organization actually putting that on their radar screen. Also, bath salts, these street drugs being temporarily banned. I thought that was a big, big issue. The FDA approved a new drug for type 2 diabetes. This is such a common problem called Tradjenta. This was a big deal. This was probably the big drug of the year. I think a big trend this year in health was that you can actually eat your way with a healthy diet to a healthy brain as you age. Actually, that you can do something to lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease, which is what everybody fears. There are things that you can actually do to lower the risk.
Yeah, we've had a lot of time because of my own situation devoted to that. There are, I think, a lot of different things in the news, even as the year ends, about Alzheimer's and dementia. There's a focus on athletics, and this is big, 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 and it's not going away.
I think that's going to be big in the new year.
I agree with you. I'm very proud, frankly. I know.
And you pioneered that.
I've been on this thing all year long, and everybody has been saying, including my friends at Heidelberg and people that I know who just want to put this thing out of the way because Ohio and Texas and many other states, Florida and our country, so revere those who play football. But day after day, week after week, month after month, there are more stories about studies that are being done and action being taken by high school athletes, college athletes, professional athletes, not only football players, although that seems to be where the most impact is, pardon the pun, Ken, but soccer players, hockey players, wrestlers, anybody, boxers, anybody who's in a sport where the head is likely to get damaged. These things, the lawyers are on this stuff, and they're not going to let go. There are dangerous implications, and as I've said many, many times, you can throw rocks at the radio if you want to. As a parent, if you know what your child, I think you and I were talking together on the air, and I was flabbergasted. I put this to a father who called to talk about his son being involved in football, and I said, with all of the things that you know, that you've heard here and elsewhere about the dangers, are you going to still encourage your son to play football? He said, yep.
Yes. Yeah. I was with you.
Yeah, we had that conversation. I was, you remember my reaction.
It
just dumbfounds me that parents would allow, for the sake of whatever, their own ego, they say, oh, it's good for their kids. No, sorry, it's not good for your kids. It's not good for anybody. Football should be, in the way it's played now, listen to this carefully, get the rocks ready, get whatever you want, throw the radio out the window. Football should be banned.
Uh-oh.
Unless there's some way, if you're doing it as a profession and you know what you're getting into, that's swell. But when you're pushed by parents and others because it's the rah-rah school spirit or whatever it is to get involved and play football because it's good for the school, good for school spirit, I'm sorry. There's nothing about that that makes any sense to me. I love my children. My son had 3 concussions playing football, and I said, that's it, you're done. And I didn't know anything because that was, what, he's 30, that was probably 18 years ago that he did that, and I just said, nope, you're done. And so he played basketball instead, and he broke his wrists falling over a chair trying to get a ball. But it just, I don't know, I think it's a big story. I really do. I think you're right about that.
Did you see the latest from Iceland about milk? This is a strange story.
What?
That teenagers who drink excessive amounts of milk have increased risk of prostate cancer later.
Milk?
It's obviously not a carefully controlled study.
It's not raw milk, I'll tell you. I guarantee it's not raw milk. It's processed.
No, it's not raw milk.
No. All right, there's Dr. Ken. He's the man in the know. Thank you very much for helping us with some of this info, reflecting back on the year as we've been doing today on Good Day.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy.
So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
For those of you who have listened carefully to the program this week, this is a little test. We have been testing people and their memories as to what they've heard on the program this week. So this song and the fellow who's singing it are in a movie that is in theaters right now. So here's the challenge for you today. Let's see if anybody has listened to me talking about a movie that I said was light and fun. Chucker, I think you said you went to see it and you liked it. Jennifer has seen it.
I thought it was okay.
It's a good chick flick. It follows on the heels of another movie directed by the same guy that was out last February. That ought to help you a little bit in terms of a clue. But he plays John, should I give his name? That'll help you figure out what the name of the movie is. John Bon Jovi is in this movie. And he doesn't play himself. He plays another artiste, shall we say, another singer. Doesn't use that name. But there's a love story between him and Catherine Hagel, who is showing signs, looking at her, that she's a big smoker. And it really is amazing how when you look for stuff like that with people, I'm looking at her skin and her face and stuff, and she's beginning to show the signs of being a big smoker.
Well, two things, though. Don't spread false rumors that I like that movie. And, I mean, it was watchable, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
And two, Catherine Heigl, I must admit, looked really good in that dress at the end of the film.
She looked good in the dress.
I want to point that out.
Yeah, her face, she's showing signs of being a smoker. Anyway, 800-510-8255. What we're looking for today in order for you to get the prize for Movie Moments is the name of the movie about which we are all talking. Chucker and Jennifer and I, we've seen the movie. Chucker, Jennifer, yay. I said it was fun. So if you know, and it stars Bon Jovi and all the people who are in the movie in February, including Jennifer Biel is in it.
Jessica.
Jessica, her too. Why do I always do that with her? And Michelle Pfeiffer.
I think because you think hot chicks, and then you think my name, and then you get confused.
That's it. Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, so the movie is in theaters now. What's the name of it for the prize? And Bon Jovi is singing the lead from it, from the theme movie from the movie, and he performs it in the movie, yada, yada. But there are a lot of fun scenes in it. Just good. Ashton Kutcher's in it as he was in the movie that was last February. Okay, so anyway.
I think you've given enough clues.
All right, I have. 800-510-8255. Speaking of Ashton Kutcher, are you surprised that Two and a Half Men actually has more viewers now than it did with Charlie Sheen and is number three for the year so far in terms of popularity behind NCIS and the football games?
Is that a fact? It does have more views than
right. Dealing? Yeah, Jennifer reported on that yesterday.
I'm not surprised. I didn't think it would have a huge fall-off. I did not, because, you know, people, it's a franchise show, so people are going to tune in.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the sitcom, but do I think it's as good? No, not even close.
Really?
Any quality.
Why do you think
John
more people
Cryer's are the key, though. I mean, John Cryer is the unsung hero of that show. He's really, really good, and I think that's why it's held up.
Yeah, I do. I do also, but I still think that Charlie Sheen's character was much, much funnier than the very weak character written for Ashton Kutcher on the show.
Well, then if John Cryer is smart, he'll negotiate another couple of mil in his contract for next time around, because that show's not going away, not with 18 and a half million people watching it.
And he'll get stretch. It, too.
Of course they will. 800-510-8255, you'll name that movie. Chucker has a preview of some new films coming out for the new year. Right?
Oh, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, please. Help yourself.
Okay. I thought we were going to commercial.
No. You got 60.
He's so used to not being able to talk.
All right.
Exactly. With movie attendance now at a 16-year low, what comes out in 2012 to get box office back on track? I think it looks good. The number one film in my mind will be The Dark Knight Rises, Chris Nolan's final installment in his Batman trilogy. The trailer looks epic. Batman will battle a character called Bane, played by an actor named Tom Hardy. That guy's good. And Catwoman, played by Anne Hathaway. Another superhero film I think will be huge, The Avengers, which will have Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and the Hulk all in one movie. The trailer looks pretty good. Then we got The Hobbit, Peter Jackson's prequel to the Lord of the Rings franchise. It's going to do mega business at the box office. Men in Black 3, which once again will star Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. I got to admit, I don't have much interest. G.I. Joe 2, the trailer looks pretty good. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Bruce Willis joined this sequel.
Right. All right.
The Amazing Spider-Man, which also looks pretty good.
Jim is in Palm Springs. What's the name of the movie, Jim?
New Year's Eve.
You got it. Isn't it interesting, Jennifer? All the callers are men.
Good boy.
Happy New Year, Chucker.
Iodine.